This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The 78th annual United Nations General Assembly is fully underway as world leaders deliver speeches to the 193-member UN General Assembly. VOA's Scott Walterman says today they will hear from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will take center stage as world leaders gather for the UN General Assembly, throwing a spotlight on the war that has divided the global body. Before meeting world leaders and addressing the United Nations General Assembly, President Zelensky headed to Staten Island University Hospital, where a group of Ukrainian soldiers are receiving prosthetic arms and legs and rehabilitation services. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Tuesday hosted the 15th meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, made up of around 50 nations dedicated to providing military assistance to Ukraine for defense against Russia's invasion in 2022. Speaking from Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Austin urged his fellow defense officials to be generous and more air defense systems for Ukraine to help the country block an increasing number of barrages of Russian missiles.
Air defense is saving lives. So I urge this group to continue to dig deep on ground-based air defense for Ukraine. And we must continue to push hard to provide Ukraine with the air defense systems and interceptors that it needs.
Austin said the group's commitment to Ukraine is not just for the duration of one campaign. It is a commitment to long-term security in Europe and beyond. And rescue teams keep up the search for bodies in Libya's flood-hit city of Derna. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More on that Monday hostage swap now. The White House is welcoming the return of five Iranian Americans held by Iran's hardline government and released under a deal that frees up $6 billion of restricted funds owed to Iran. But Tehran is defiant about how it plans to use the money, and critics say the deal amounts to paying a ransom to an increasingly authoritarian regime. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Free at last, five Iranian Americans held for years in Iran's brutal Evin prison, and who President Joe Biden says are innocent of espionage-related charges. In a statement, Biden said he would continue to impose costs on Iran for their provocative actions in the region. And, the White House said separately, on Monday morning he held an emotional call with the hostages' families. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
India rejects the allegation that its agents were behind the killing of a Sikh leader in Canada after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's bombshell accusation sends already sour diplomatic relations to a new low. But Canada said on Monday it had credible information linking Indian government agents to the murder of the Sikh separatist leader in British Columbia in June. Reuters' Almond Lee reports.
Canada also said it had expelled a senior Indian intelligence official, but gave no details. The separatist leader, Hardeep Singh Najjar, was shot dead outside a Sikh temple in Surrey, British Columbia, on June 18th. Najjar supported a Sikh homeland in the form of an independent Khalistani state and was labeled a terrorist by India in 2020, according to Indian media. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday did not directly accuse India of being involved. However, he did say his country's security agencies had been pursuing allegations of links between Najjar's death and India's government.
And in other world headlines, French President Emmanuel Macron meets UK opposition chief Keir Starmer, a chance for both men to strike up a political relationship, with the Labour Party increasingly confident it can take over from Britain's ruling Conservatives. Foreign business confidence in China has reached its lowest in years, U.S. and European enterprise lobbies warn, as slowing growth and geopolitical tensions hit investment prospects. And in some lighter news, just before performing his famous moonwalk dance for the first time, singer Michael Jackson tossed his hat to the side of the stage. Four decades later, that hat is up for auction. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.